Are we live? Okay. Great. I will open up the board meeting. Our first order is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you could all please stand and Director Nguyen, could you please join us? Or could you please lead us in the pledge?
All right. I will lead you in a pledge. Could everyone please stand and put your right hand over your heart and repeat with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Sheldon?
Here.
Director Ta? Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
You have a quorum with 8 directors present.
Thank you. Next is our visitor participation. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak to this time period? I don't see any yet. Okay. Last chance going. So we'll move on now to our consent. Are there any items directors would like to pull or abstain from?
This is Director Bilodeau. I'd like to pull item 14 for a separate motion.
Okay. Would you make the balance of the remainder? Would you make a motion?
Yes, I'll move the balance of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Here we go with a. Please take the roll.
Okay. Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai.
Yes.
Director Mendoza. Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Ta. Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
That motion carries with 8 yes votes, with Directors Mendoza and Ta absent.
Thank you. And now Director Bilodeau.
Yes, item 14 is in regards to our vote at ISDOC. I believe the recommendation is to vote for Greg Mills. But it says it's to have the general manager cast the vote. I don't think that's typically protocol. It's typically the president of the board, if he's available. So I would just make a motion. Similar recommendations, but to have the president of the board cast that vote on our behalf.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Great. Let's please take the roll.
Okay. Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai.
Yes.
Director Mendoza. Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Ta? Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
I think that motion carries with 8 yes votes, with Directors Mendoza and Ta absent.
Thank you. Our first item of business for consideration is the independent auditor's report for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2022. Is there a staff presentation?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Randy Fick will introduce this item.
Thanks, Mike. Good evening, President Sheldon, members of the board. The annual financial report is prepared and the audit is complete for fiscal year ending 2022. In the packet, you have a draft of the financial report and various letters from our auditor regarding their process in the audit, and also the ratio report that was prepared by the auditors within your packet. This evening, we have Brian Gruber, partner with Lance Soul and Lungard, who was in charge of the audit for fiscal year 2022, and he'll have a short presentation on that process. Brian?
Yes.
Thank you, Randy.
Yes, thank you, Randy. Again, my name is Brian Gruber, the partner overseeing the audit for the district's financial statement for the year ended June 30, 2022. We have, as Randy indicated, completed our audit process, which is to express an opinion on the financial statements being audited, expressing an opinion that those financial statements have been properly presented and in all material respects and in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, and can be relied upon by readers of the financial statements. As part of our audit, we follow professional standards to express an opinion, and as was indicated, have issued our reports, our final reports, in your agenda packet, which includes three different communications, the most important of which is the independent auditor's report. We express what's referred to as an unmodified opinion, which is the opinion you would seek to achieve in a financial statement audit, and ultimately means that those financial statements have been audited and they can be relied upon, that they're properly presented. In addition, there's in accordance with governmental auditing standards, we issue our report on internal control and compliance. We noted no matters, no material weaknesses, deficiencies in internal control or compliance matters that we need to bring to your attention. And then the last letter, of which is an overview of the audit process and any other matters significant that we need to bring to your attention. No matters were noted of significance to report to you. The most significant of which is just the change in accounting procedure for the district's accounting for lease items. That concludes my presentation. I'm available if you have any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Gruber? I don't see any hands. So thank you, sir. Appreciate all your great work on our behalf.
Thank you.
Thank you. Randy?
And that concludes that presentation.
Thank you. We'll go to our next item on our item for consideration. Mike, do you have a presentation?
I will refer this also to CFO Fick, who has a presentation on our ratio analysis.
Thanks, Mike. Hopefully you can all see my screen here. And yes. This item was presented at Admin Finance and then asked to be brought on to the board. So a ratio analysis prepared, and it focuses on three key metrics. These are three key metrics that Fitch focuses on when they review us annually to review our ratings. One is leverage, debt service coverage is another one, and then days cash on hand is the final metric that Fitch focuses on, and we'll do the same in this presentation. Just to let the board know that Fitch on Thursday, October 6th, reaffirmed the district's AAA rating. So the first item is debt service coverage ratio, and it indicates the financial margin to meet current debt service with current revenues available for debt service. And how is it calculated? It's calculated by taking net revenues divided by annual debt service. And you can see on the chart there that in 2022, we're the red line, that's our ratio. And then we compare that to the yellow, which is the AAA Fitch median for AAA rated water and sewer agencies. And then the green is the AA median published by Fitch. So in 2022, the district's coverage ratio was 2.6. So between the AA and the AAA median, the AAA median was 3 and the AA median was 1.8. Now you can see the red line drop from 2021 to 2022. And why did this happen? One, we purchased a considerable amount of water in 22 that we had not purchased in fiscal 2021. And the other thing that happened was we had a little bit, about $10 million less in replenishment assessments. So that's why the drop, still strong coverage, but why it dropped from 21 to 22. And then we show a forecast of the ratio out 5 years into the future, and it remains strong at about 3 times. The second key ratio that we look at is days cash on hand. It indicates financial flexibility to pay near-term bills with unrestricted reserves or unrestricted cash and investments. How is it calculated? by taking unrestricted reserves divided by operating expenses. So looking at the red line, we've, in the first 2 years, in 2018 and 2019 of our actual, we were around the AA median. Now that has since improved, and we're above the AAA median going through 2021. Our metric did drop in 2021-22, but it still remains strong. And why did it drop? As I said, we purchased a significant amount of water in 2022, so our operating expenditures increased. Operating expenditures also increased due to inflationary pressures on electricity and chemicals. And then we show the red line dropping in the forecast, 22-23. And the reason this is happening is because we're drawing on our reserves to help pay for the PFAS treatment facilities projects. And then as we collect money to pay for these projects, it rebounds in the forecast strong where it was in prior years. And the final key ratio that we look at is leverage ratio. It measures the district's debt relative to annual cash flows available to service those obligations. And it's calculated by taking our total debt, less unrestricted reserves, divided by net revenues. So here's a ratio number where you want a lower number, all things being equal, and that's more favorable. The previous two ratios that we looked at, you'd rather have a higher ratio number. So in our historical 2018 to 2022, you can see the red line was above the AA median. And in 2021, we actually came very close to the AAA median. So we made improvements every year. But in 2021 to 2022, this ratio actually doubled from 3.5 times to 7 times. Why did this happen? We're financing two major projects. One, the groundwater replenishment system final expansion. We drew on debt to construct those projects. And the other major project is the PFAS treatment facilities projects, which are under construction. We drew on the short-term notes to finance those projects. So our debt increased. Now, we show rebounding in the forecast as we continue to pay down our debt per the amortization schedules and then collect cash to continue to pay for the project, PFAS treatment facilities project. So here's the five-year forecast, and this is what these projections are based on. We're currently at a 77% basin pumping percentage and an RA of 558. The forecast shows the blue line, the RA that we're projecting, and the projected increases for the next 5 years are between 5% and 7%. And this forecast complies with board financial policies. It includes the PFAS program, the PFAS treatment facilities projects construction, 100% of the cost, and then 50% of the operations and maintenance cost to run these systems by the producers. It also includes purchases of MWD water to recharge the basin to maintain the BPP, and it's based on average hydrology. And it also shows the final expansion coming online fully in mid fiscal year 2022-23. And that concludes my presentation, and I can answer questions.
Any questions for Randy? Okay, thank you. Jeremy, we need to have some motions on items 16 and 17. Can we take those together?
Yes, just to receive and file. That's fine.
Great. Do we have a motion for to receive and file for item 16 and item 17?
Move to receive and file item 16 and 17.
Thank you.
I'll second that. I'd also like to extend my appreciation for such a beautiful set of documents from our auditors and our staff. Well done.
Well, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please take the vote.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Ma'ai?
Yes.
Director Mendoza? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Ta? Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with both motions carry with 8 yes votes with Directors Mendoza and Ta absent.
Great, we'll move to our water resources summary. Is there a presentation?
No, there is not. The information is contained in the packet. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, hearing none, seeing none, we'll go to the SAPA Commission activities.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At yesterday morning's SAPA Commission meeting, we voted to approve 2 different items. One was we released an RFP request for proposals for IT information technology services. And also we approved an agreement and task order in an amount not to exceed $155,000 with the Board of Regents, Nevada System of Higher Education on behalf of the Desert Research Institute for an independent validation of the Santa Ana River Watershed Weather Modification Pilot Project. It was a pretty light agenda. Those were the 2 action items. If there are any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, let's move to our committee conference meeting reports. The first is the Communication and Legislative Liaison Committee with Director Bilodeau.
All of the meeting minutes are contained in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. The GWRS Steering Committee with Director Ta. No, Director Ta is not here, but I will represent for him that the information is contained in the packet. Next, our Water Issues Committee with Chair Green.
The information is contained in the packet.
And again, Administration and Finance Issues Committee, that is also contained in the board packet. Thank you. Our next item, reports on committees, conferences attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present. Any such meeting a director would like to announce? Hearing none, we'll move to our verbal reports and no president's report for tonight. And I'll move to the general manager's report.
Nothing to report, Mr. President.
Director reports? Great, we'll move to the general counsel report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have 1 closed session this evening. Conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A in the case of OCWD versus 3M Company. With that, I recommend we recess to closed session.
So recessed, thank you. We've now left our closed session and our general counsel and myself are now going to adjourn the meeting and announce that there are no items that are reportable from our closed session and we are adjourned. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.